Thank you and good morning, everyone. A lot of things have happened in our country over the last 6 days after what happened in the nation's capital last Wednesday. And on Monday, I had the opportunity to talk about that with 3rd District Congressman Adrian Smith. Congressman, thank you very much for joining us today.
You bet.
Let's talk about the situation with the Office of the President. We've had a resolution, which was originally laid but objected to have the Vice President invoke the 25th Amendment to remove Donald Trump from the office of President, but it has been objected to. What's the process now that you expect going forward?
Well, Speaker Pelosi, she is pushing the issue of impeachment. I think that is a decision to further escalate. We need to pursue de-escalation. Things have been escalating in a way that have been harmful to our country. And we need to de-escalate. We need to focus on bringing our country together, focus on healing. There are a number of ways to do that. I think it would be very appropriate for Joe Biden to stand up and say, let's move on. Now is not the time to further escalate this situation. And that he would put the impeachment idea to rest. We're talking about just a few days until a transfer of power will take place. I think it will take place peacefully. And moving forward, we need to focus on the future. And it's time to move forward.
I know there's also a resolution out there that hasn't been introduced yet, calling for the expulsion of those members of Congress who objected to the Electoral College results, you being among many others. If you would, explain why the objection and why you did so.
Well, I did that on behalf of Nebraskans concerned about whether their vote matters. And there are concerns about other states, especially Pennsylvania, that counted their votes much differently. They decided to throw out their signature requirements for mail-in ballots, but not voting in-person ballots, just an inconsistency there, among other concerns. And, Nancy Pelosi, a few years ago, she stood on the floor when it came to this issue, and she said it's just part of democracy. And here we have a process. Many of us had concerns about these other states disenfranchising our own voters. In fact, talking to some of my Pennsylvania colleagues who have been outraged about how their own state chose to conduct their elections, the Constitution says that the legislature is to make these decisions, not judges, not executive officers of the state. And Pennsylvania violated that very directly, and that is what has called many things into question, among other concerns. And so that this is part of the process that we decide to exercise. It's been done multiple times before. And I think that utilizing the process is appropriate. And it is something that both sides have utilized previously and certainly a precedent with it a long time ago.
Let's kind of switch gears here a little bit and talk some about the First Amendment. We've had Twitter and Facebook shut down the president's access to those platforms. CNN has approached cable companies to try to get Fox News thrown off the air. And we've also recently had Parler. Their app has been deplatformed by both Apple and Google. Amazon has kicked them off of their cloud service, their server farm, if you will. And many other businesses will not step in to accept their business. Do you have concerns with the First Amendment going forward?
Absolutely. I think it's inappropriate for Twitter and Facebook to conduct themselves the way they have. They had a major, major screw-up, if you will, that took place before the election by choosing not to allow discussion of some very important topics that they claimed weren't true, and yet the information has been proven to be true since they made that decision. So, again, we need to de-escalate the situation. Shutting down free speech is typically not a good way to de-escalate a scenario such as this.
Representative Devin Nunes is calling for racketeering charges actually to be brought against those companies for what he says is basically a coordinated action. Do you think that's necessarily the route to go, or does that have any legs to travel on at all?
Well, I certainly would have my concerns. I would want to study the issue a little further. But these large, powerful technology companies, it shows you how much power they do have. And it's unfortunate when I think they exercise that power and authority in an irresponsible manner.
And just one more item to touch on. President-elect Biden has said he is going to defeat the NRA when he is in office, taking aim apparently at the Second Amendment. Your thoughts on going down that road?
Well, again, this is a constitutional issue. I think Barack Obama made some similar statements prior. We have the capacity to have good conversations across America about contentious topics. Make no mistake, there are some contentious points of discussion that we need to have. We can do so in a responsible way, in a way that is respectful of both sides, or even more sides than just two sides to an issue. But we have the capacity to be respectful about it, and I hope that we would be. There's frustration across the political spectrum. That doesn't mean we should not speak to one another. That doesn't mean we should engage in culture. Like I said earlier, it contributes to an escalation that is, I think, damaging to our country ultimately.
What would you then hope that we will see once Biden does take office here on the 20th, as far as hopefully coming to some sort of spirit of cooperation, which is what Democrats had been saying and asking for immediately after the November election?
Well, Joe Biden, as he is looking to take over the presidency, because of the process has spoken, and so he will be taking over as president. I respect that. He will have the opportunity to bring people together through his rhetoric, through his actions, through his policies. I'm a tad bit skeptical at this point, but I want to give him a chance to bring our country together. I wouldn't anticipate agreeing with him on a great number of things, but I think it's possible to agree on some important things and bringing people together. And so I'm hopeful, and will be certainly involved along the way.
Congressman, thank you for carving out a little bit of time in a very hectic schedule for us today.
Thank you. Have a good day.